今日正道题目是他必兴旺，我必衰微的第二个。
Today's sermon topic is He must become greater, I must become less. Part 2.
弟兄姊妹早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们一起来到同心祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
感谢你让我们今天早上能够有生命气息，能够来到你的殿，来到朝见敬拜。
We give thanks that on this morning you have given us the breath of life, so that we can come to your temple to gather before you and worship you.
这个是你给我们莫大的恩典。
This is a great blessing that you've given us.
我们再一次感谢主，你藉着主耶稣基督来到在十字架上成就救恩，来到去拯救了我们。
And we give thanks that once again you gave your Son.Your Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross to save us.
天父，你唔单止留下你自己宝贵嘅话语。
Heavenly Father, you not only gave us your precious word.
你更加嘅让我哋喺你嘅话语里边能够有嗰个嘅领受喺当中。
But you have given us things to attain from your word.
主求你嚟到去帮助我哋，让我哋能够有个好嘅心田嚟到去承载主你嘅道。
Lord, we ask that you give us a heart that is filled with good soil to receive your word.
我哋唔单止领受。并且是行道
so that we not only receive your word, but we put it into practice.
以致我们能够结出果子
so that we can bear fruit.
有三十倍、六十倍、一百倍
whether it is 30 times, 60 times, or 100 times.
由主耶稣基督的宝血再次洁净涂抹我们一切的罪和过犯
Lord, may you cleanse us once again from all our sins and transgressions.
去让我们得蒙的去亲近主
so that we can draw near to you.
也都求天父帮助让我们无论讲的、听的都能够是同感一灵。
And we ask that you help us, that he who speaks and those who listen will be in the same spirit.
我们这样祷告感谢交托是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer, petition and thanksgiving is in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
阿们。记得上一次正道的时候讲到施洗约翰。他是基督耶稣的先锋。
We remember that last sermon we shared about John the Baptist. He was the herald of Jesus Christ.
约翰深知道他自己在神面前的位分。
And he knew his own position before God.
他只不过是为主耶稣基督预备道路。
He was merely preparing the way for the Lord Jesus.
约翰所传讲的是悔改的洗礼，使罪得赦。
And John was preaching the baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins.
而最终的目的是将属神的子民引向拥有赦罪权柄的救主耶稣基督。
And the purpose of doing all this was to lead the people belonging to God towards the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He has the authority to forgive sins.
纵使曾经跟过约翰的一班门徒都离开他去跟随主耶稣基督。
Even though the disciples that once followed him left him to follow the Lord Jesus.
当约翰完成了神交付给他的工作之后。
When John had finished the work that God had committed to him.
他知道主耶稣在人心里头的影响是必定会增多。
He knew that the influence that the Lord Jesus Christ would have on people's hearts would increase.
而他自己对人的影响是必定会减少。
And his own influence on people would decrease.
以至最后施洗约翰讲出他必兴旺，我必衰微。
As a result, John the Baptist said, "He must become greater; I must become less."
这个是施洗约翰在神面前一生服侍的表白。
And this is the purpose of his life of service before God.
他必兴旺，我必衰微。
He must become greater; I must become less.
他都感动了历世历代。真正愿意背起十字架来到跟随主的基督圣徒
has moved ages and generations of Christian saints to take up their cross daily to follow the Lord.
我深信凡有心志愿意委身十架的神的儿女
I deeply believe that all the children of God who aspire to commit their lives to the cross,
他们一生所竭力的追求
that what they pursue and persevere in their lives,
就好像施洗约翰一样，尊主为大。尊主为圣
is like that of John the Baptist to exalt the Lord and honor him as holy.
例如腓立比书一章二十节这里讲到，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Just as it says in Philippians chapter 1 verse 20, but will have sufficient courage so that now as always Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death.
以至到将荣耀归过俾我哋嘅神
，so that all glory can be given to God。
喺上次正道结束嘅时候
，at the conclusion of the previous sermon，
提到人嘅我或者自我
，we talked about I or the ego of man，
系每个属神嘅儿女一生都要对付嘅功课。
And it is a lesson that children of God must learn throughout their entire lives。
如果主耶稣基督嘅生命喺我哋里头。 越发增多嘅话，
if the life of the Lord Jesus Christ is manifested more in our lives，
我哋会更加似爱我哋嘅恩主，
we will be more like our merciful Lord，
而我哋属肉体嘅生命系越发减少嘅话，
and if our own sinful nature decreases，
以至到同主嘅关系亦都会更加嘅亲密，
so that our relationship with God is more intimate，
与人嘅关系亦都减少咗好多嘅误会同埋不必要嘅摩擦，
and our relationship with others will have less misunderstandings and unnecessary conflict。
而究竟点样我哋先至能够似爱我哋嘅恩主？
How can we be more like our loving, merciful Lord？
让主耶稣基督嘅生命喺我哋里头越发嘅彰显，
so that the life of the Lord Jesus in us can be magnified。
以及神点解要我哋嚟到学效主耶稣？
And why does God require us to learn from the example of the Lord Jesus？
就系今天主日早上要同大家一同嘅思想同埋分享。
This is what we will put our thoughts into in this morning sermon。
我哋先读一段今天主日早上的其中的一段经文，就是罗马书的八章二十八到三十节。
Let us first read a passage from this morning's scripture, Romans chapter 8, verses 28 to 30.
我们一起来读。
Let us read it together.
我们晓得万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人，因为他原先所知道的人，就预定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中作长子，预先所定下的人又召他们来，所召来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified.
二十八节都提到神让万事临到爱他的子民的当中。
Verse 28 reminds us that in all things, he allows to befall the people who love God.
万事是包括人看来好的事，或者不好的事。
And all things includes what we regard as favorable as well as unfavorable.
很多时神让我们在经历一些大大小小的艰难和冲击。
Many times God allows us to experience whether big or small difficulties and challenges.
为的是将我们磨成基督的模样，
so that we can be conformed to the image of Christ.
在一些艰难的当中来到学习顺服神，
so that in these difficulties we learn to obey God.
正如希伯来书作者所讲，
just as it says in the book of Hebrews,
他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。
Although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered.
在我们一生的当中，神往往是藉着万事来去陶造熬炼我们。
In our entire lives,God often uses all things to mold us and refine us.
为的是让我们的生命能够被磨成主的样式，
so that our lives can be conformed to the image of Christ.
先前提到为什么神要我们学效主耶稣，
before we mentioned why God wants us to follow the example of the Lord Jesus.
因为唯有我们的生命似主的时候，
it is because when our lives is like that of Christ,
我们的生活才能够见证主。
Then our daily lives can witness for the Lord.
而要似主就必须好似使徒保罗以弗所书提醒我们。
And in order to be like Christ, it is like the Apostle Paul reminded us in Ephesians.
在以弗所书四章二十二节里头讲到。
In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 to 24.
就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏。
You were taught with regard to your former way of life,to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires.
跟住系二十三节就讲到，又要将你们嘅心智改换一新。
And verse 23, to be made new in the attitude of your mind.
二十四节就讲到，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神嘅形象做，有真理嘅仁义同埋圣洁。
And verse 24, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
脱去旧人。这个包括我们旧有的性情。
To put off your old self, this includes our old nature.
例如仇恨、憎敬、忌恨、恼怒、嫉妒等等。
Such as hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, envy, etc.
穿上新人，这个包括加拉太书所提及的圣灵所结的果子。
Put on the new self includes the fruits of the spirit that that are mentioned in the book of Galatians.
就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
That is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
脱去旧人，穿上新人，是每个神的儿女在一生当中持续不断所需要学习的功课。
To put off your old self and to put on the new self is each of God's children's lesson that they must continue to learn throughout their entire lives.
他必兴旺，基督的样式在我们的里头不断的显大。
He must become greater, that is, the likeness of Christ in us will continuously get bigger.
我必衰微，我们的自我、旧我会不断的缩小。
I must become less means that our ego and our old self will become smaller.
当我们这样成长的时候，我们的生命就不再一样。
If we grow in such a way, our lives will no longer be the same.
而且必定经历在主里面的更新而变化。
Furthermore, we will experience the renewing and transformation of having the life of Christ within us.
以致得着生命的真正的丰盛。
So that we will truly have fullness in life.
就正如在哥罗西书二章九到十节这里讲到。
Just as it says in Colossians chapter 2 verses 9 to 10.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。你们在他里面也得了丰盛。
For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in the bodily form, and you have been given fullness in Christ.
主的生命在我们里面要日渐的长大。
The life of Christ within us will continue to get bigger.
这个是神的心意。
And this is God's purpose for us.
也都是神的吩咐。
And it is God's instruction for us.
接下来我们看看从雅各书第一章几节的经文。
Now let us look at some verses in the book of James.
我们到看主里面的生命的成长的基本要素。
To look at some essential factors that we must have in order to conform to the likeness of Christ.
以致我们能够被磨成基督的模样。
That allow us to conform to the likeness of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们都一起读出雅各书一章二十一到二十五节。
Let us look at James chapter 1 verses 21 to 25.
你们要脱去一切的污秽和盈余的邪恶，存温柔的心，领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。因为听道而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。唯有详细察看那全备使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实行，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror, and after looking at himself, he goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does.
我们知道如果要被磨成主耶稣基督的样式。
We know that if we are to be conformed to the likeness of the Lord Jesus,
除了我们要时时的亲近神之外，
as well as drawing close to the Lord constantly,
我们都必须要有神的道。在我们的里面，
we must also have the word of God within us,
以致生命能够得着更新而变化，
so that our lives can be transformed by being renewed.
这里有三个的要素，好让我们能够承载神的道。
And there are three essential factors that allow us to carry and receive God's word.
雅各书二十一节这里提到，我们要脱去一切污秽和盈余的邪恶。
James chapter 1 verse 21 reminds us to get rid of all moral filth.
这里讲的污秽是外显的污秽，恶行。
And the filth is talking about visible evil deeds.
例如贪爱钱财，自夸，忘恩负义，无亲情，不解怨，好说谗言等等。
Such as love of money, boastfulness, ungratefulness, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, and so on.
盈余的邪恶就在心里面的恶念。
And the evil that is so prevalent is referring to evil thoughts that are within us.
例如骄傲、仇恨、憎敬。 忌恨、嫉妒等等。
Such as pride, hatred, discord, and jealousy, as well as discord and jealousy.
罪系会拦咗神嘅道进入我哋嘅心嘅里边。
Sin hinders God's word from entering into our hearts.
通常有两种嘅情况会发生喺信徒嘅身上边。
And there are often two common situations that happen.
第一种就系因为被罪嘅辖制嘅缘故。
Firstly, due to the hindrance of sin.
心系闭塞嘅，又或者系麻木嘅。
Hearts are closed or have become numb.
纵使道系听咗啦。
As a result, although the word is heard.
但系进唔到心嘅里边。是徒然的听到。
But it doesn't enter into our heart, so we hear the word in vain.
第二种就是仍然的眷恋罪中之乐。
The other is that we are enjoying the pleasures of sin.
心里面拒绝接受所听的道。
So our hearts reject the word that we hear.
行事为人仍旧是我行我素。
So the way that we conduct ourselves remains what I do what I want.
我深信属神的人冇一个会真正嘅愿意留喺罪恶嘅里头。
I deeply believe that people who belong to God, no one would be truly willing to remain in sin.
以致到神嘅话系唔能够进到佢哋嘅心嘅里边。
So that the word of God would not be able to enter into their hearts.
求神帮助我哋，让我哋能够常常嘅嚟到神嘅面前省察自洁。
May God help us so that we constantly come before God to examine ourselves.
好让我哋能够承载神嘅道。
So that we can carry and receive God's word.
第二个嘅要素就喺雅各书一章二十一节呢度讲到。
The second essential factor can be found in James chapter 1 verses 21.
全温柔嘅心领受那栽种嘅道，就是能够你们灵魂嘅道。
And humbly accept the word planted in you.Which can save you.
温柔的原文是指存一个谦虚、耐性和信服的心来去领受神的道。
The original meaning of humbly or humility is to be modest, patient, and obedient in heart to receive God's word.
这个是我们听神的道所应该有的心态。
This is the attitude we should have when we hear God's word.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，会当你读经的时候，又或者每个主日早上来到神的殿聆听神的话语的时候。
Dear brothers and sisters, each time we read the scripture or each Sunday morning when we come to God's temple to hear God's word,
有没有一个预备好接受神话语的态度？
Have we prepared an attitude that is ready to accept God's word?
好让神的话在你生命当中起心意更新而变化的作用。
And allow God's work to work in our lives to transform us by the renewing of our minds.
神的话是灵是生命。
The word of God is spirit and life.
必定能够在我们的人生任何的环境作引导、提醒、安慰和劝勉。
It can in all our lives, in all situations, guide us and remind us.Comfort us and exhort us.
但最重要的就是说，神透过他自己的话，就是圣经，来到跟我们相交。
But most importantly, it is through his word, that is the Holy Bible, that God has fellowship with us.
第三个要素就是雅各书的一章22节都讲到。
The third essential factor is in James chapter 1, verse 22.
只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.Do what it says.
如果将所听的道单单停留在头脑知识的层面，
If with the word that we have heard, we allow to stop in our heads as head knowledge,
而没有将它实践应用在生命的里面，
And if we do not put them into practice in our daily lives,
实在是很可惜的一件事情。
This is truly a pity.
因为当人生的风浪或者冲击来到的时候，
Because when the storms of life rise or if challenges come,
我们就无法承受，
We will not be able to withstand them.
主耶稣在马太福音也都讲到听见他的话而不去行的人。
The Lord also talks about those who hear his word but does not put them into practice.
他在马太福音七章二十六节里讲到。
In Matthew chapter 7 verse 26.
就好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上。雨淋、水冲、风吹撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌。
Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash.
真正明白圣经不单只是明白当中的意思。
To truly understand the Bible is not merely understanding the meaning of it,
并且需要实践在生命的当中。
But it also requires us to put it into practice.
但很多时我们没有在我们的生命当中将神的话来到实践。
But many times we do not put God's word into practice in our daily lives.
而在这个情况底下是 非常嘅危险。
And in this situation, it is very dangerous.
喺我哋单单对神嘅话嘅头脑嘅认知
，because we merely have the head knowledge of God's word，
就以为神嘅话已经成为我哋生命中嘅一个部分。
And we feel satisfied because we think that God's word has become part of our lives.
如果系咁样，就好似主耶稣基督所讲，房子建喺沙土上边嘅无知嘅人。
If this is the case, it is like the Lord Jesus said, the foolish man who built his house on sand.
最后落得睇唔满败瓦嘅收场。
And as a result, the house was completely destroyed.
所以雅各书作者提醒我哋，听道不行道就系自己欺哄自己。
Therefore, the author of James, he reminds us that if you hear God's word but do not put it into practice, you are deceiving yourselves.
雅各书一章廿五节呢度提醒我哋。
The book of James, verse 12 reminds us.
对于神嘅话，我哋实在需要常常嘅都去查考。
That we regularly need to look at God's word.
并且系要仔细嘅查考。
And we must study it diligently.
好比《使徒行传》十七章十一节。所讲到比利亚嘅犹太人
，just as it says in the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 11，
佢哋天天考察圣经，要晓得这道是如不是。
Now the Berean Jews of more noble character than those in Thessalonica, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true。
当神嘅话真正喺我哋生命中成为。我哋嘅一个部分嘅时候
，When the word of God truly becomes part of our lives，
我哋必然成为蒙福嘅一群。
We will certainly be a blessed people。
就正如经文所讲，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
Just as it says in this morning's scripture, he will be blessed in what he does。
当我哋明白神嘅话
，When we understand God's word，
并且愿意遵行当中嘅教导
，And if we are willing to put the teachings of it into practice，
咁我哋先至系。爱主嘅一群
，Then we are a group of people who truly love God。
主耶稣喺约翰福音曾经讲过
，The Lord Jesus said in the Gospel of John，
有了我嘅命令又遵守嘅，这人就是爱我的。
Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me。
爱我嘅必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him.
当我哋越发爱主
，When we love the Lord more and more，
我哋更加甘心乐意去效法主耶稣。
We become more willing to follow the life example of the Lord Jesus.
但系其实我哋爱主嘅心都系神定义。
But in truth, our love for the Lord is something that God has purposed to give us.
就正如罗马书八章二十九节都讲到
，As it says in Romans chapter 8 verse 29，
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子嘅模样。
For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son.
使他儿子在许多弟兄中作长子
，so that he might be the firstborn among many brothers。
何为效法神儿子嘅模样
？So how can we follow the likeness of the Lord Jesus？
腓立比书二十二章六到九节有一个好清楚嘅话俾我哋听。
It tells us very clearly in Philippians chapter 2 verses 6 to 9。
或者我哋都翻到腓立比书嘅二章六到九节，呢个都系大家好熟悉嘅经文。
Let us open to Philippians chapter 2 verses 6 to 9。
翻到我哋一齐嘅度，将佢读出嚟。
Let us read it together。
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆嘅形象。成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，全心信服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。
Whom being in a very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness.And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，主耶稣基督曾经来到世上。
Dear brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus came into this world.
他就是做了虚己，甘愿卑微，全心信服。
He made himself nothing, humbled himself, and was fully obedient even to death.
神定旨要我哋效法就系主耶稣基督呢个模样。
And God has purposed for us to follow the example of our Lord Jesus.
主必兴旺，我必衰微。
He must become greater, I must become less.
唯有当我哋嘅我不断 不断嘅缩细
，so that the I or ego within us continuously becomes smaller。
主耶稣基督嘅样式先至不断嘅喺我哋里头嚟到显大
，so that the image of the Lord Jesus Christ in us can continuously become bigger。
唯有基督，只有基督。
For in Christ and Christ alone，
现在活着嘅不再是我，乃是基督在我里边活着。
So that it is not I who lives, but Christ who lives in me。
他是爱我。为我舍己
He loves us and gave himself for us.
最后希望用一个自己小小的分享来到结束今天的证道
Finally, let us use a small sharing to conclude today's sermon.
两个星期之前我的痛风又再发作
Two weeks ago, the speaker had another flare-up of gout.
这次是第二次发生的
And this was the second time.
但今次痛的时间就长了
And however, this time, the length of the gout was longer.
记得第一次的时候是两天之间就消咗肿，消咗痛。
Last time, the inflammation went down after a few days.
但今次咧，个痛嘅时间好长。
But this time, it was painful for a longer period of time.
咁差不多有五日嘅时间。
To almost 5 days.
咁我翻查喺网上边嘅资料咧。
So I was looking at information online.
原来每一次痛风嘅翻发咧，都系总会比前一次嘅严重。
It says that each time gout flares up, it is more serious than the previous times.
纵使系食药咧。復原都需要一個多星期的時間
And you will need to take medication And sometimes it can take up to weeks to recover
我發覺人老了毛病是越來越多的
I find that as I age I have more and more health problems
加上看到這個世界其實很扭曲和敗壞
And I also see that this world is becoming more and more corrupt
而世人的心是越來越剛硬
And the hearts of people have become increasingly hard
突然間對人和事的看法都好像有些灰心一樣
And suddenly my viewpoints towards people and matters suddenly was more disheartened
但是又突然間發覺自己的我又走出来了
So that I find that the ego within me suddenly came out
但感谢神他藉着他的话来提醒自己
But I give thanks that through his word God reminded me
在哥林多后书的四章十六到十七节这里这样讲
In Corinthians chapter 4 verses 16-17
所以我们不丧胆外体虽然毁坏内心却一天新似一天我们这至暂至轻的苦楚要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀
For we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
诚然注目在地上的人和事物是肯定会失望
If we put our focus on people or things on earth, we will surely be disappointed.
但当我们定睛在天上的时候
But when our eyes are set on things above,
我们就有永恒的盼望
Then we will have the hope of eternity.
以致再次在基督里面重新得力来到面对这个世界
So that we will once again be renewed in Christ and have strength to face the world.
当睇翻施洗约翰嘅一生
，When we look at the life of John the Baptist，
其实佢嘅年纪系同主耶稣差唔多。
His age was similar to that of the Lord Jesus。
佢被希律王嚟到处死嘅时候，我相信只有三十多岁。
When he was killed by King Herod, he was just more than 30 years old。
但系佢一生。他是神的忠心的仆人
But through his entire life, he was a faithful servant of God.
回过头再来到想翻
And thinking back now,
神给自己的岁已经比施洗约翰多了差不多有一倍的时间
The time that God has given me is almost double that of John the Baptist.
虽然人生前面的岁月不知道有几长或者有几短
Though the time I have left, I do not know how long or short it is.
但是希伯来书提醒我们总要趁着还有今日
But Hebrews reminds us, as long as it is called today.
而以弗所书也要我们爱惜光阴亦都唔好作糊涂人。
And Ephesians also reminds us to make the most of every opportunity, and therefore do not be foolish.
好好效法主耶稣基督嘅模样，走十字架嘅道路。
To truly conform to the likeness of Christ and walk along the path to Calvary.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，深盼你同我都有同一嘅心志。
Dear brothers and sisters, I hope that each one of us have this same goal.
愿一生所竭力追求嘅。系主耶稣基督喺我哋身上边照常显大。
That what we pursue in all of our lives is that the Lord must become greater in all of our lives.
以致神喺我哋身上得荣耀。
So that in us God will be glorified.
我哋一齐嘅起立，我哋一齐嘅祷告。
Let us stand and let us pray.
亲爱天父，感谢赞美你。
A loving heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
正如诗歌所讲。
Just as it says in the hymn.
主，我哋真系心愿像你。
Lord, we wish to be like thee.
我哋更加嘅 愿意嘅嚟到效法主你自己嘅模样。
And we want to be conformed to the likeness of Christ.
走一条跟从主嘅十字架嘅道路。
To follow the path of Christ.
因为呢一条道路系蒙福蒙爱嘅道路。
Because this path is filled with blessings and is filled with your love.
亦都系一条丰盛嘅道路。
And it is a path filled with abundance.
求主帮助我哋每一个。
Lord, may you help each and every one of us.
人生嘅得得失失。
That what we gain or lose in life.
其实都系好唔重要。
These are not important.
因为主你藉著聖經嚟到提醒我哋，
because through the Bible you remind us
喺呢個世上同埋其上嘅情都係會過去，
that all of the momentary things in this world will pass，
唯有遵行旨意嘅則永遠常存，
for only if we follow you this will last forever，
求主幫助我哋，
Lord may you help us，
讓我哋以勒家嘅每一位嘅弟兄姊妹，
may you help all of the members of Jairo Fellowship
都能夠同走呢條嘅天路，
so that we can walk along this path，
讓我哋能夠得著豐盛嘅生命，
so that we can have fullness in life，
以至到神你在我们的身上得着当得的荣耀，
so that in our lives you can receive the glory that is due to you.
我们这样祷告感谢交托是奉主耶稣基督的名，
our prayer, petition and thanksgiving are in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
阿们，请坐。
Please be seated.